This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Murray, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David Ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh Ben Rabbi Yisachar Beresh, and also as a Refuah Shleima to Imi Marasi Malka Bas Zisel. This week, we'll share two insights on the Megillah. In the second peruk of the Megillah, we are told how Bigson and Seresh planned to poison Achashverosh. Mordechai heard the plan while sitting at the palace gates, and since Mordechai understood 70 languages, including the language of Tarsi, which Bigson and Seresh spoke, he was able to understand their secret conversation. Mordechai immediately informed Esther Hamalka, who relayed the information to the king in Mordechai's name. The matter was investigated, found to be true, and Bigson and Seresh were hung on the gallows. Sir Moses Montefiore once attempted to convince the Chiddush Arim on the importance of introducing secular subjects, particularly the study of foreign languages, into the yeshiva curriculum. He brought a proof from the Megillah, where Mordechai overheard Bigson and Seresh conversing in a foreign language, planning to poison the king. And only because he understood the foreign language was he able to thwart the assassination. Had Mordechai been unfamiliar with other languages, he would have never been able to put a stop to this plan. From here we see, said Sir Moses Montefiore, the value of Jews learning foreign languages, and it should therefore be incorporated into the yeshiva curriculum. The Chiddush Arim responded with a V'nahapachu-style answer. He said, the only reason why Bigson and Seresh felt comfortable conversing in front of Mordechai was only because he assumed that as a Jew, he would not understand their native tongue, and they could therefore speak freely in front of him without worry. Although Mordechai was required to know 70 languages in order to serve on the Sanhedrin, it was obvious that the average Jew had no such familiarity. If the Jews of that time would have learned foreign languages, then Bigson and Seresh would have been on guard conversing in front of Mordechai. We may therefore conclude, said the Chiddush Arim, that it was precisely because the Jews only spoke their own language that they were able to be saved in the Megillah. V'nahapachu, just the opposite, as Sir Moses said. The Jews were not saved because Mordechai knew other languages, but rather because the average Jew did not know other languages. And therefore, secular subjects and foreign languages should not be included in the curriculum. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that in the beginning of the Megillah, the Pasuk says that Achashverosh ruled Mehoidu v'Yakush Sheva v'Esrim u'Me'amidina. He ruled over 127 provinces. And the Medrash says that Rabbi Akiva was once in the middle of teaching a class when he noticed that his Talmidim were starting to doze off. So he digressed from the subject that he was teaching, and he said, in what schus did Esther deserve to rule over 127 Medinas? And Rabbi Akiva said, it was because she was a descendant of Sarah, who lived 127 perfect years, kulam shavim l'tayva. The question is, why did Rabbi Akiva interrupt his shir to say specifically this point to his Talmidim that were dozing off? What is the connection between his Talmidim dozing off and this point that the 127 provinces of Esther were connected to the 127 years of Sarah? The Chiddush Arim explains that Esther's kingdom was made up of provinces, cities, neighborhoods, streets, and even houses. If Esther's 127 provinces corresponded to Sarah's 127 years, that means for each year of Sarah's life, Esther received a province. If you break that down further, we can say that for each month of Sarah's life, Esther received a city, and for each week, a neighborhood, and for each day, a street, and maybe for each minute, a house. From here, we see the value of time. For every minute of Sarah's life that she served Hashem, Esther received a house in her province. So how can someone waste even a second when realizing the value of time? How many houses, cities, neighborhoods, and provinces can one acquire with just using his time correctly? That was Rabbi Akiva's message when he saw his Talmidim dozing off. How can you waste your time when you see what Esther received for every second of Sarah going b'derech Hashem?